businessmath.com.
You swine.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it. Ring.
Podcast 54.
Oh my god.
Maybe.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Old. Yeah.
You're 54 podcasts young.
Dun, 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 dun,
that's
dun.
Like half of 108.
Right. Indeed it is. Well, there you have it.
Yay.
So that's the end of the show. Bye, everybody.
And now, let's talk about it for 20 seconds.
No. I am EBA. You are not EBA. Who are you?
I'm Amber.
I'm Sir Mildred Pierce.
And Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
AKA Baby Mama.
Tammy-san.
Previous guest on the podcast. By the time you'll be hearing this, the baby will already be delivered.
Probably. Sure. March 10th due date.
Do you remember that date?
A day that will live in infamy.
Yeah, that I'll be screaming through the entire...
You'll be sounding like the David Lee Roth soundboard.
Probably. Yes, I do not do that.
We were just talking about how you have a new podcast game thing you're doing.
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast before.
Did we?
Maybe. I don't remember. Yeah, it's got music.
Well, there you go.
Monday Music Mix.
That's right.
God M.
What's the address to get to that?
It's
the quickest way.
popamericana.com.
MMM.
Four M's.
Yes.
As in Mildred's Monday Music Mix.
Right.
And you know, you can get to me at shapelessmass.com. You can listen to our podcast at podcast.shapelessmass.com. I don't know why I'm telling you that. You should be there right now anyway.
Okay, just the little tidbit
of
info.
They could have subscribed through the feed.
Right. So, you can email us with this thing.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
So we talked about it. Do you want to hear a song by Bus Driver?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
The song's called
We should
Sunshine.
Play the Bus Driver game.
Do you want to hear both versions? We've never done that before, but they're drastically different from each other.
Just play the remix.
I want to play the original because I think they'll like the original.
Okay, we'll just play the original.
I meant you want to hear the remix where it's like it's a rap song as opposed to the original, which is a trip-hop song.
I want to hear both.
Okay, well, we've never done this before. We're going to play both. We're going to play Bus Driver's original version of Sunshower and Bus Driver's remix of Sunshower, which are two completely different songs. So, here you go.
Fall on our face, and I can't bear the sight.
flame. Their neat code names. I saw your subgenre in a passing glass. It was you and your DJ in matching pants. RPD beef, not a police chief. When you're supposed to be peeps, RPD seaweed. Where are my icy trinkets? My bird is an albatross. If I'm a sound off when I scarf down within my cow trough in the monitorium, I am a charm vessel, a ghetto showman, good in the Greco-Roman arm wrestle. You get to a charm medal for a empathy player, pick gunpowder, and a tea strainer, and you get a sun shower. And I can pray.
Monitored by secret spies, they put detectors in my pizza pies. Can a decent guy put a seat in the sky? For larger shuttles, the cost is double toll. When they're gonna venue slash washbuckle and shush a heckler. But my prettiest kisser, I got a wood record for a gushy listener to fan fire at this overstuffed kiln. I would go as far as the co-star in a snuff film. Put that hand higher and the clutch clowns. But if you're below par, throw pill bars at a tough crowd. Get your whiskers scissored by this ill-tempered wizard who wears ninja slippers. His nuts hang like a chicken gizzard. There's a place for you, ain't no place for me. Hey,
that's my craze spree and my lack of tact.
And I can't break. There's no place for you, not no place for me. I'm toxic. There's no place for you, not no place for me. I'm toxic.
Word the fuck up. That was Bus Driver and Bus Driver with Sunshower and Sunshower.
Woot!
The remix.
Hell yeah.
I like the second one better.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know which one I like?
Which one? The first one?
No, the one where you're driving in the snow.
What are you talking about? He downloaded a game called Bus Driver. I had an old computer game called Bus Driver where you had to drive around and whoa!
In a bus.
You had to drive around and like pick up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's Bus Driver.
Did you have the option of running them over?
Really?
No.
What was the Bus Driver name?
I was a bus driver, so it really didn't have...
You didn't come up with, like, a bus driver character that was driving the bus?
No, that's an old funny riddle is you know, you're driving a bus. You pick up this person.
No. What color are the bus driver's eyes?
Yeah.
I know. What does my fortune say?
You have to play in bed or covered in slime.
I know. Mine is definitely in bed.
Mine is not in bed.
Oh dear.
I'm fair, dude. I only want the one that fits the best. You just want to stick everything covered in slime to be rebellious.
So does yours say? You will have a bucket of slime and you will pour it on your head and then you'll be.
No, it doesn't say that.
No.
Okay. Because mine does.
Huh.
You will enjoy good health. That is your form of wealth.
Mine rhymes.
Wow.
So I can't put anything on the back because it won't make a rhyme anymore.
Happy news is on its way to you. Yeah, that's very appropriate for you. You will be showered with good luck.
That's totally.
When they say good luck, they mean urine.
I think by good luck they mean slime.
You will move to a wonderful new home within the year.
What? You're already
covered in slime.
Okay.
The slime house.
Or maybe the new home could be code for vajayjay.
Or home could be really tiny. Then you could have it in bed.
Along with our fortune cookies, we have this week's sponsor, Hershey's Minis.
Ooh, chocolate. Chocolate for the pregnant.
How much did Hershey's pay us to have these on the show? Well, that sucks.
Pass the Dutchie to the left-hand side.
You know what a Dutchie is?
It's actually a Dutch person, right?
No, it's actually a pan. People thought it was pot.
The pan.
It is pot.
It is pot.
No, it's not.
It comes from the phrase Dutch master, which is a form of...
Tip.
Of
a
cigar that they would take the tobacco out of and put pot into and use as rolling papers. Dutch master, Dutchie.
Hmm. I have three Mr. Good Bars.
Wow. What a selfish person. Taking three? We're going to send the rest of these to China, you know?
Oh, dark chocolate. Yes. Score.
Mildred reviews the world.
Pick a conspiracy theory.
A conspiracy theory. The grassy knoll.
Yeah.
I can't think of one. I want
to
say.
Oh, I got one for you.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with them. I actually.
The moon nutters. We didn't go to the moon nutters.
No. I got. Good one. Well, she wanted to do Land on the Moon, but this is one that I only learned about recently.
Okay.
Not that we did land on the moon, but while we were there, we discovered all the domes and like the alien shit, and then we've been keeping a secret because the Congress is going to be in league with these aliens, and one day they're going to leave, and the Earth is going to be destroyed, and they're going to live on the moon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I can't remember.
Is there just real quick? You know if there's any like any evidence to this at all? Like this because it sounds like it's complete fantasy. It sounds like someone just pulled out of their ass. So is there some like astronaut testimony or something taken out of context?
No, I think the best evidence, and I say best, relative to what we're talking about, is photographic evidence, I believe. Like they'll interpret like a big lens flare in the background, very spherical shape, as being a dome. Richard C. Hoagland, I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's pretty popular with the whole there's alien structures on the Mars. And he delves into the
moon. One of the lizard people guys?
Is he one of the lizard people?
No, he's one of the lizard people guys.
The people that believe in lizard people? Oh, there's a lot of people that believe in lizard people. I can't remember if Richard C. Hoagland believes in lizard people or not. But he relies on a lot of JPEG artifacting as evidence. In fact, on Mars, there's whole like grids of streets laid out like New York City that are just JPEG artifacts because, those are kind of square and grid-like.
Yeah. They don't fit into the perspective of the photo, I would imagine.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff they'll point out is like, even though they're really tiny on like a lunar surface photo taken from a space probe, are like just ridiculously large in the context of what we're seeing, like miles and miles and miles across, and what's funny is there's a guy on the internet that's really into this whole aliens have been to the moon and we discovered them there, and he did some really good research on some photographs, and unfortunately he was the first one to come up with it, so whenever any of the supporters of the reality that we did go to the moon brings it up, the moon hoaxers can pull it out that, well, this guy is the original guy that thought up that evidence and he's a nutter. Thus, saying that the evidence is bad.
Mm-hmm.
By association, I'm talking about you, Gerald White.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a nutter.
So, do you believe that we landed on the moon and found domes? And
I'm open to the possibility.
Is there anything that might contradict the idea that there are domes? Scientifically, like photographically?
There's like 10,000 photographs of the moon mission that don't have domes in them. I mean, I suppose they could have just been taking pictures over there, not behind them. But, really thinking about it, though, the all of the rolls of film that ever went to the moon are well documented. The order of the photographs, because obviously, if there were domes on the moon and they went to go visit it, they would have taken photographs of them and stuff like that. And I would assume those photographs would be intermingled with the photographs that aren't of the domes and stuff, and they would have to, cut out the frames that they wanted to keep secret and release just the ones that they wanted people to see. But I don't think there's any way they could have really done that. I don't think so. Yeah, there's not a lot of evidence for it, so. It's cherry picking as usual.
Ah, okay. So, thumbs for the is there a name for this conspiracy?
Huh?
Is there a name for this conspiracy?
The we went, but there were domes.
We domes went, but
they didn't tell you about.
We went there, but there were aliens that got there first.
Yeah.
Okay, so the domes on the moon conspiracy.
There's also the one where they before they planted the American flag, they planted the Freemason flag first, and then but they didn't show you that photograph.
Okay. I haven't heard.
Yeah.
That one.
Now they are launching the lunar. Reconnaissance satellite in 2009, mm-hmm. which is this year, in March, I think. And supposedly that'll have high enough resolution cameras that'll be able to photograph the landing sites.
Okay.
So.
And the domes,
which they'll Photoshop out and they'll Photoshop in the landing sites.
Yes.
Right. So I don't. It's not going to convince anybody that's already got their mind made up. So the guy that I mentioned before, Jared White, he's the grandson of the moon hoax theory, and he's got a few videos that say that the Mars landers that we've sent, the one that's been there for 5 years and still going, those are fake too, and they have a probe that orbits Mars that takes photographs. Of the surface, and you can see the tracks of the landers, and those are fake. So, it's not going to be a huge stretch that it'll say that the moon stuff is fake once we get pictures of them.
Thumbs for the moon domes.
5 thumbs down.
Any thumbs up?
1, 2.
For what?
A for
creativity.
Effort. Creativity.
Well, let's do some music. Let's do a musical group, and then we'll move on. Are you that familiar with the Herbalizer?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I like herb.
But not. Are you that familiar with the Herbalizer?
I know I have some, but I can't remember any off the top of my head.
Well, here, let's play a song called "Moon Sequence" by the Herbalizer.
There you go.
Awesome.
Ooh,
awesome.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
I dug that song.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's not what all their stuff sounds like. They've got a lot more standard hip-hop stuff, and they've got some dancier stuff, but most of it's pretty laid-back and chill like that.
Yes,
it's something you can definitely smoke out to.
Well, they are called the Herbalizer for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they like to cook with lots of herbs and spices.
Yes, that's right.
Like Epicurious.
Like Epicurious.
When you say cook,
that is, but...
you mean cook like pick up...
Like
marijuana.
Let's go cook some brownies, man.
Hey, I actually did that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you brought them over to us.
Yes, that's right.
I like the Herbalizer, man. I don't ever remember anything that they do, but
thumbs.
Like four, three, three and a half.
Three and a half.
Four.
Thumbs down.
One for not ever remembering.
Their first
remember
album
them.
Sucked.
Did it?
Yeah. They hadn't quite found their groove.
Yeah.
The songs were very repetitive and overlong, you know, like they didn't know when to stop. They didn't change much.
Uh-huh.
So you know, they had this nice hip-hop groove and break and samples and some scratching, but it would be the same thing for like 5 minutes. And I guess maybe if you smoked a lot of pot, you didn't care.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You just don't.
The songs got more complex. They started adding rappers and stuff into them, and, you know, they got a little more skilled as they went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tori Amos.
Yeah. One of the interesting things about that song is that...
You ever heard of Tori Amos' first album?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, unless there's... I mean,
the Tori Can't Spell album?
I think so.
Ooh.
I don't know.
It's bad.
Kind of like Sufjan Stevens' first album.
Was it bad?
You'd probably like it. I hated it. Enjoy Your Rabbit?
I don't know.
Nothing like the rest of his albums.
Album titles by him.
It's all electronic. Just about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have an off-topic question. When you go to put the pod, the podcast together, are you able to like basically cut off different microphones and just sample in what was on one microphone, or does it everything that's recorded all go together?
Not possible.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Without like advanced alien technology.
Can you deposit your rubbish in the trash can, please?
It's a bin. If you're gonna say rubbish, you have to tag on bin at the end.
Rubbish bin.
So one of the interesting things about that Moon Sequence song was that it sampled
the movie The Thing
by John Carpenter, which is a remake of The Thing, which is an adaptation of the novel.
Did the original The Thing take place in Antarctica and all that?
Yes.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah. I have a comic book version of the novel. It's a short story. Halt Who Goes There. I've got a comic book where it's from this collection of weird science fiction comics that my mom gave me for a road trip one year. And she apparently didn't look through it because there's some really fucked up shit in there to give like an 8-year-old. I mean, there's this whole thing where these people turn into giant plant creatures. It's kind of similar to that. And they hack the plant creatures apart with axes. And there's one where these guys travel back in time to Shaka Zulu and they keep throwing people off this cliff onto spikes and stuff like that.
Awesome.
You don't see all of it, but it fucked me up a lot as a kid.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I think kids should be exposed to fucked up stuff.
Just like my mom gave me basically it was what appeared to be a book of Southern history.
Uh-huh.
And it was really embedded Horn. In it were short stories of ghost stories.
Uh-huh.
And I read them and I had to sleep completely engulfed under the covers for about a month.
Seriously?
Yes.
Because as every child knows...
I saw ghosts coming out of my closet.
As every child knows, ghosts are just incapable of getting you if you have cloth on top of it. Cloth contains magical properties.
So I don't remember ever being scared of stuff like that when I was a kid.
I was.
Really?
I was too.
But I was smart... Oh, not that Amber's not smart. I was smart enough as a kid to go... That's not gonna protect me. So I wanted guns. You know, but see, I wasn't that smart because my response was, you know, what will protect me is a nightlight.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just seemed like it made sense at the time as a child.
Yeah.
I actually had that thought though. You know, like, oh, those other kids are stupid. I'm gonna do something smart. I'm gonna get more light.
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about Doctor Who because Doctor Who is technically a kids' show, sort of.
Like Torchwood.
Torchwood. Yeah, like Torchwood. For the kids that stay up past the watershed. There's a lot of scary shit in that TV show. It's.
I remember being freaked out by it as a kid, and the theme song's really dark.
Yeah, the theme song's got kind of a creepy... It's got that theremin in it. You know,
it's not theremin.
Is it not a theremin? No. Oh, well, it's theremin-like.
I read a very interesting breakdown. Creepy. I don't know if you know this. That song actually was one of the first songs ever to use sampling.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Like they sampled somebody else?
The original song, mostly herself, but yeah, they didn't have electronic sequencers. They had keyboards, but not electronic sequencers, and she had to use tape looping to build that song.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine putting a machine together like that. But
yeah.
The one where they have the tape loop for each key. That's crazy. Crazy shit.
So, The Thing, I was thinking, you know, be interesting to read. That's one of my favorite horror movies.
Sorry.
Yeah, The Thing. I like it because it takes place in Antarctica. And it reminds me a little bit of living in Alaska. Even though I can
see Russia from there.
Yes. I actually was in the part of Alaska where I can see Russia from, which is pretty cool. So, but the only thing Putin didn't invade, no. I don't even think there was Russians in that place anymore. I think it was abandoned.
Okay.
But The Thing, yeah. The only thing I didn't like about the whole kind of way they did the Antarctica thing is they
Nightfall.
They got the night-day thing wrong, which is a shame because the real way it works, I think, would present a really interesting cinematic
Like
thing.
If the entire thing took place in dark...
Well, I'm imagining more like Twilight. Like maybe at the beginning of the movie, the sun's right on the horizon. And as the movie progresses along, it slowly sinks below the horizon, which is what it would really do at the South Pole. as it goes around, and because of the tilt of the earth and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It'd still spin around once a day, but it wouldn't go below the horizon. And just seeing the sunset for a month-long sunset would be awesome. So,
well, I understand they're making a remake of it. So.
That's true. That's true. I'm sure.
I hope it has Wilford Brimley in it.
Maybe is the thing.
I'll kill you!
Is that the...
You've never seen it.
The diabetic
and you probably
guy.
Will never see it.
He does not have diabetes.
Oatmeal commercials?
No, he does not have diabetes. He has diabetes.
Oh, he's got the sweet.
That's always... Has it bugged anybody else ever?
Yes.
Always.
Diabetes.
I treat my diabetes. Shut the fuck up! I hope you die of insulin
Dang.
Shock for mispronouncing that word for the condition you have that you're trying to benefit other people for, you motherfucker. Eat
it's
some
terrible.
Damn oatmeal. I'm sorry, was that too
oatmeal.
Over the top?
No.
That
was awesome.
Okay.
You're terrible.
So anyway, and would that be your favorite John Carpenter movie out of the ones you've seen? They Live and Prince of Darkness, Halloween.
Never seen any of those.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I've seen that. I've also seen Return to Oz.
Well, he didn't do it, Return to Oz.
What's wrong with you?
Hack did.
It had
not even from the same
Balk
era.
In it, who was also in
who?
Craft. Farrugia Balk.
Sure.
Obscure actors that I'm familiar with.
Is she the chick who took her head off?
It's like every time she's like, is John Rappaport in it? Like,
Michael Rappaport.
Who? Michael Rappaport, John Rappaport. I'm surprised I got his name wrong. Anyway.
Anyway.
Favorite John Carpenter movies. They're the one I like better than The Thing, and I do think The Thing is probably pretty high up there on the list of John Carpenter movies that I like, is Starman.
I have only seen Starman once. It was back when it came out.
Yeah.
it's
really, I mean, it's certainly a little bit of a departure because it's not like a horror movie or...
Well, he's seen some others. His first movie is notoriously bad.
But he kind of almost pigeonholes himself. He's got a real eye for directing, I think.
Yeah.
You know, he frames shots just beautifully. And it's a shame that he never really...
Like, his movies were always different.
Yeah. I mean, Halloween, that's a surprisingly good horror movie. I thought it was pretty good, actually.
You were real skeptical about it, too. I mean, you know,
it
kind of invented the slasher drama. It didn't exist until Halloween.
And it never seemed to elevate itself to that level.
Yeah.
It was always really debased compared to
You really
Halloween.
Don't want to see any of the sequels, I promise.
Or the remake?
Oh, yeah, the remake's avoided at all costs, yeah.
Yeah, the Rob Zombie. They're making a second one.
At least Rob Zombie's honest that he's hijacking movies now. I mean, when he put out House of 1,000 Corpses, I swear to God, he should have at least put inspired by Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But no, he didn't have anything. It just kind of threw it out there like no one would notice.
Yeah.
You know, because there weren't any hardcore horror fans going to see that movie except for
Have you seen The Thing?
No.
Are you familiar with that? You heard of it?
It's one we'll have to buy on DVD so they can check it out.
It's got Kurt
very
Russell.
Very famous cast. It's got Kurt Russell, Wilford Brimley, the black guy from They Live.
The black guy from They Live. You don't even know his name.
There's like another actor or two. The guy who plays the...
He didn't do They Live, did he?
What?
John Carpenter.
Yeah.
But he did They Live?
Yes.
The one with the glasses?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The one...
That one doesn't... He must have had a different cinematographer, because that's not a great-looking film.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be. It was about homeless people.
Well, yeah, I mean, just, you know, it's, I don't know. I'd probably have to see it again with
They Live, directed by John Carpenter, with Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper!
That's pretty good.
Yes.
The Chinatown one, Little Trouble in Big Trouble in Little Chinatown.
Oh, yeah, I did forget he did that. Yeah,
that's
you're
pretty
right.
good one.
I know he did Christine, though.
The original?
He did Escape from New York. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, yeah, I'll give the thing 3 thumbs up.
Just 3, huh?
Well, it's not like... I don't know, maybe 4. I wonder what I gave it on IMDb.
It's pretty highly rated on IMDb.
Oh, it is. It's. I think it's actually in the top 250. I'm just trying to remember what I gave it. I might have given it a 7 or an 8. If I gave it an 8, I'll give it 4 thumbs up. But if I gave it a 7, I'll give it 3.
Okay. I totally did not follow that.
Because it's 5 here, whereas that's 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's number 174.
Yeah.
It's got a rating of 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
But that doesn't.
It's a pretty highly regarded horror movie. Surprisingly violent. I mean, like, yeah. There are a lot of violent movies, but that was a big budget one and a big studio release. And that's it's remained completely totally uncut. Like, they didn't cut anything that he was like, oh, don't you dare cut that part.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's, like, really, like, surprisingly violent.
Hmm.
And yet, at the same time, it's very horrific. I remember when I first watched that movie, that was one of the few movies that have actually scared me as a kid, when I was younger.
Yeah.
So, any thumbs down to the thing?
Maybe one.
10 thumbs down.
Purely arbitrarily.
I'm actually, to be
so
honest.
So, can you think of a song we can play to follow up the thing?
The thing?
Yeah, Dvotchka. How it ends.
We'll be right back. Opinion. It's more than an opinion when it's keenly calculated and inflated in their vision. He who has the gold makes the laws and builds the roads. He who has the guns and information has control. Supposedly they know, but unfortunately they're slow. If I never got to tell you this, how would we ever grow? TV's only part the problem, it's a person that's within. I've been to smash my radio and built it back again. You search for understanding, you come across confusion. How it's manipulated makes me come to one conclusion. Once inside the labyrinth, it's difficult to exit, but the inner eye shall guide you through the darkness when protected.
If I let you destroy me, you probably would. If I lay down and take that,
you probably should.
Pop culture media,
it ain't all good.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
You bring the fire and I bring more wood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
No guys higher than the most high fire. For you ghost god liars with the most try prior. The blood stained gold is what the weak heart chose. For some zombies that fold with the color of corrode. I light up any pagan, put in fate and paper folds. Burn up you jackal souls, tackle foes in the back of woe. No shackles on my feet to keep the move out the groove. Freedom in my speech, a soldier in my attitude. Told you give me room to groom a fool and turn him to a tool. Show him consciousness the jewel with the one tool rule. No concrete room can hold my vibe zoom. I am bars crying stars to place a packed tomb. Don't get caught up in Bobby Lyon's dirty vacuum. Like little institutions mocking mental classrooms. Your children learning nothing influential past noon. So I give them the serum for the devil's poison.
If I let you destroy me, you probably would. If I lay down and take that,
you probably should.
The Babylon system,
it ain't all good.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
You bring the fire and I bring more wood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
Sometimes an expression is more than an expression when it's deeply integrated in your mind with a coded message. He who shakes the hands and does the dance shall advance. He who has respect in politics shall wear the pants. They wanna take a stance, but it's nothing in their hands. If I never got to tell you this, how would we have a chance? Music's only part the message, it's a person that's within. I've been and smashed my ego trip and built it back again. When you search for understanding, you come across confusion. How it's manipulated makes me come to one conclusion. Once inside the labyrinth, it's difficult to exit, but the inner eye shall guide you through the darkness, will protect
you. If I let you destroy me,
you probably would.
If I lay down and take that,
you probably should.
Pop culture, media,
it ain't all good.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
You bring the fire and I bring more wood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood.
Jungle music,
fire upon Hollywood. Jungle music,
fire, fire.
Babylon, you drawn, 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 drawn. Babylon, you drawn, drawn, drawn.
Fire, fire.
Jungle music,
fire, fire. Fire, fire.
Jungle music,
fire,
fire.
There's one that was having a long conversation about adoption. She's saying her
clean out your desk.
Has an 18-month-old that knows about 10 times more words in sign language than she can speak. And that the mother started working on it while she was pregnant to get boned up on sign language so that she would be prepared when the baby started developing motor skills to go ahead and pass that information along.
It's kind of like that kid who was adopted from Japan, so the parents are Japanese. They knew how to talk to him when he grew up. Yeah, so we just enjoyed some music by
Dvochka.
They're from Soviet Russia.
How it ends. And then I played AC Alone Jungle Music.
I like that one.
That's
that
my favorite song off the new album, which I really don't like the new album. But that song, like, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I wish the rest of the album was like that.
I like the new album.
But from what I understand, it's really interesting. He's got this concept going. It's kind of similar to something that Sufjan Stevens is doing, where he's putting out a series of albums and each one reflects something. He's going to start with very modern, like, hype, what he considers to be futuristic music, and he's going to move backwards slowly. Each album he's putting out is going to get more old school.
Wow.
That's what I read anyway.
He's like,
I kind of dig that.
That new Brad Pitt movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's, maybe we should review some movies.
That's a good segue.
Yeah.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Here, what's that movie with Brad Pitt? What's it called?
Some button.
Valkyrie? Valkyrie?
No, that's Tom Cruise.
That's the other Brad Pitt. Oh. That's the other Scientologist.
Yeah, that's
right. Brad Pitt.
What's the one with Brad Pitt called?
I heard a bad rumor on the internet.
Ah, the Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
David Fincher, oh, I didn't know that, directs Brad Pitt in the story of a man born in his 80s and gets, this sentence is really poorly written. The story of a man born in his 80s and gets younger as the years progress. That should be who gets younger. What the fuck? Which...
Ebert is going downhill, man.
You know, I mean...
Yeah, sounds interesting. Wasn't that a Mork and Mindy thing?
Yes, that's what I immediately thought of when I was watching the trailer.
Yeah.
Was, I mean, that's Morph and Mindy.
Totally biting off of Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Same humor style, everything.
Yep.
Bad special effects.
I think the giveaway was when the catchphrase of the movie is, Nanu, Nanu!
I don't get it either, Tammy. Don't worry.
I've seen Morky Mindy, but...
Tammy does get it.
She just recognized that it wasn't funny. Unlike me, who has no taste in humor.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, he gets younger. Some of the special effects are pretty badass, I hear. They've come up with some new techniques for the filming of the film. One that involves they used to paint dots all over your face to capture the motion, you know, like they did in the Pirates of the Caribbean with the Octopus Man, which was Bill Nye who played
the science guy.
No, that's Bill Nye, the guy that played in Shaun of the Dead, the dad. That was the Octopus Man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, weird, huh? Yeah, he doesn't look the same for some reason. But instead, now they paint your face with phosphorescent, completely covered in phosphorescent stuff. It's a lot easier to apply because you don't have to get the dots in just the right place, you know. And it basically gives the computer even more information to work with. And so what they're doing is, you know, capturing Brad Pitt's face and CGIing it onto a very diminutive actor as an old man. So it'll be very interesting to see if they pull it off. Because, you know, special effects work sometimes. And
I remember watching the trailer. I was kind of blindsided by the fact that Brad Pitt was in it because, like, you know, it's way in the trailer before Brad Pitt actually shows up.
Hmm.
And you're sitting there looking at, you know, and I was like, okay, this is some indie film, nobody's in it. And all of a sudden, hey, Brad Pitt. And he's the main character. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
WTF.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Mm. It's got Kate Blanchett. I've always liked her. Yeah, I dig her. Okay. Played Elizabeth.
I'll probably say six queens. Stars. I don't think it's going to be like groundbreaking.
I'm going to go up to 8.
That's surprising.
Yeah. I mean, it's Fincher, too, man.
Fincher is a good director.
You should probably tack on another star just for that.
Okay, good. You're a good point. I'll go to 7.
There you go.
Tammy?
Actually, when I heard about that, I actually heard that from my boyfriend about the movie because he wanted to see it. We never went to go see it. It reminded me of what I heard about Merlin from King Arthur. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened with him. He was born old, and he got younger as he got progressed. And I'm very interested in seeing that movie. But then again, it's Brad Pitt. I really don't like Brad Pitt movies. I really don't know.
Seven.
Fight Club. I like Fight Club, only because Fight Club just is like a big mind fuck at the end.
I think Brad Pitt is...
Not just at the end.
He was a pretty boy at one time, but I think he's shown himself as a...
He was just a pretty boy Interview with a Vampire.
On all... And you should definitely see... Burn After Reading. His character is fucking hilarious in that movie, man. I mean, he can do anything.
The first time that I've heard mention of this movie is the first time I've heard mention of that director that you guys were referring to.
David
Fincher. I'm going to give it 5 just because of uncertainty.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen Panic Room?
No.
You've seen Fight Club, though, right?
Yes.
Fight Club.
But I liked...
7. Did you see 7?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see 7?
7 was okay, but I liked Morgan Freeman in it better.
It's not from the 80s.
I know. And Eddie Norton. I liked Eddie Norton in Fight Club more than I liked Brad Pitt.
Well, I mean, technically they're the same person.
Technically. I need to go back and watch that movie again. I only saw it
Fight
once.
Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only saw it once.
It's a good movie.
The soundtrack and it was awesome.
I think 7 is one of the greatest serial killer movies.
Simply so
ever.
I can go back and go, oh.
It might be my favorite serial killer movie ever. It just holds your interest all the way through. And Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt.
There's so much shittiness here to pick from. Actually, here's a movie I am intrigued to see. I have a feeling this is actually going to be good. Yes Man.
Never
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, you still heard about
you,
that.
You haven't heard about this?
I don't think so.
I have.
Jim Carrey, who the fuck wrote this? I'm going to read what it says here. This is what it says. Jim Carrey agrees to say yes to everything for a year.
Gives a what?
Gives agrees.
Gives agrees?
Wow, somebody can't
That's
use spell checker.
That's two words or three?
Yeah, I don't know, man, for real. Ever since I left the spirit,
What's
it's
agrees?
Gone to hell.
Well, let's close the door then, because it's letting all the heat in.
No, it's not.
Might want to close the window, too. I mean, that's letting a lot of heat in. It's really hot out there.
Anyway, yes, man. Basically, the plot is Jim Carrey is this guy. He's not happy with his life, so he goes to the seminar where they're telling him that he needs to say yes to things, and he takes that to mean he has to say yes to everything. You know, we're going to do something we've never done before with this.
We're not going to watch a trailer, are we?
We're going to watch a trailer.
But then it'll be a movie that we kind of have seen.
No, we haven't seen it because we haven't seen it. You know how many movies we've done where I've seen the trailer for them?
I've also not heard of this movie either.
It's got Jim Carrey, though.
I do like the Jim Carrey. Another brilliant
Jim Carrey.
Fucking actor.
He's kind of, you never know with his movies whether they're either really good or really bad.
23.
So.
But even when they're bad, they're still pretty funny.
No, 23 was just retarded.
23.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah, that 23 movie was kind of sucky.
Because, I mean, he was trying to play a genre that people are not used to seeing him in.
Well, that's hardly unprecedented for Jim Carrey. It just had a shitty-ass story.
Yeah, that he sees 23 and everything.
I mean, it could have been good, but...
I have to admit, I mean, it looks like it's got some juvenile comedy in it, but
Jim Carrey is really good at juvenile comedy.
And the concept, I mean, one of the things that you got to think back to the other Jim Carrey movies, Liar, Liar.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's...
What's the one where he's God?
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
And those are kind of the same thing, you know? It's... He is this guy, and he's got this certain way of living, and he changes
normal
that.
Normal guy just like you and me.
But, I mean, he changes the way he's living, and as a result, you know, it's something like that. And
yeah.
That's cool.
Mean, whatever.
I actually probably about 6 or 7 stars for that.
And the Batman movie, where he's just the normal guy, then he changes.
The Riddler.
He turns into the Riddler. It changes his life.
And Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind kind of sort of to a certain extent.
That was a really good movie.
Yep.
Almost.
So I say 6.
I'm going to say 7.
I'm going to say 8.
Seven. If it's as good as Ace Ventura, the second one, then it's on my
only because
list.
It reminds me of Liar Liar. It reminds me a lot of Liar Liar. Like the concept
and
of the movie.
To a certain extent, there's also a bit of that in The Truman Show as well.
Yeah.
Truman Show, that's a good one.
Yep.
I don't know.
Here's another one I'm actually intrigued to see. The Spirit. A Rookie Cock. Comes back from the dead.
Terrible
as the
newspaper.
Spirit. What?
Terrible newspaper.
A rookie cop comes back from the dead as the spirit.
Uh huh. And then we open him up and read bad movie reviews.
Oh gosh. Battling the evil octopus and facing a bevy of hotties in Central City. It's
Octopussy?
AKA Sin City.
Well, it's funny you say that. I mean, it's another Alan Moore adaptation, which apparently is the thing to do in Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
How many Alan Moore adaptations have we gotten? 300, V for Vendetta.
Watchmen.
What?
Watchmen.
Watchmen's coming out.
Sin City.
Sin City. I mean, yeah, his stuff is very heavily adapted. And there's a lot of it to work with, so.
Yeah. And
this one's got Samuel Jackson in it.
Woohoo! Does he look like a bitch? What? Kyle
Spirit. Wasn't that a movie about a horse called The Spirit?
Spirit Stallion of the Shamrock, something.
Stallion,
yeah, it's just a
horse
movie.
Stallion
Spirited
of the
Away.
Shamrocks.
Hey, I actually like Spirited
Spirit
Away.
Spirited Away, that's a good one.
That's a good movie.
That's fucked up. I got that for Melinda when she was 8 or so.
We're
5.
Still trying to get
really
the Spirit.
No,
I didn't really dig Sin City.
I didn't like Sin City, but I like 300. I'm really looking forward to
300.
The Watchmen.
I am looking forward to The Watchmen.
This one is done in sort of the similar style to Sin City, but it's rated PG-13.
Ooh.
But it's like that grainy, gritty, almost black and white with color.
It's just
in places
a little too stylized for my taste.
Really?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the mask he wears. Well, the concept of the movie, first off,
Speaking
reminds
of
me
another
of RoboCop.
Jim Carrey movie.
The second thing is...
Except for the fact that they don't turn him into a cyborg.
Yeah, he just comes back.
That's kind of a pivotal part of RoboCop. I think it reminds you probably more of The Crow.
Yeah, good point. I can good see point. That.
Because the main actor dies near the end of completion of filming, and they have to CGI on his face.
Well, yeah, I mean, he died in real life
yeah.
while they were filming the movie.
Because yeah, somebody
just like in The Crow.
Blanks, quote unquote.
No, actually, a shard from the blank actually shot him.
It was a conspiracy.
Chest. And that's how he died.
So they claimed.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the truth is, he was a Mason. Anyway.
Yes.
So I'm going to say about 6. Sorry, 7.
Okay. Yeah.
That's only PG-13.
So what?
It's only PG-13.
Yeah. There's probably what they do now is they put the PG-13 movie in the theaters and they put out an uncut version, which is basically R.
Yeah.
For DVD. So.
Yeah.
I like I said, I stay with it by 6. I don't think it's gonna be, you know, as great as some of the other ones.
Yeah.
I mean, V for Vendetta is by far my favorite movies thus far that's been adapted of any of his work.
Until you see The Watchmen.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
I tried 3 times to watch Sin City, and I never could make it through the movie. Based on how it looks so much like Sin City, I'm going to give it 4, because I don't think I'd be able to make it through that movie either.
What bothered you about Sin City?
It was mainly the 80s.
It's just the way that it was filmed, it was very relaxing, and it put me to sleep every time I tried to watch it. Just the
Were you? Did you watch the same movie I did? Because the one I watched was not relaxing. I mean, they...
You should see Black Hawk Down, man.
The one I was...
Coma.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
saw the most relaxing movie yesterday.
Either.
It was called Clockwork Orange. It was so relaxing, you know?
Okay, stop.
Relaxing may be the wrong term, but I mean, every time I watched it, I fell asleep. I could not make it all the way through the movie.
Also, one thing I do want to note is the spirit's mask looks a lot like Rob, like the 50s, the older
Zorro.
Version Robin. That's what it reminded me of. Just like off
so, based off of that, you give
it's
it
like The Incredibles.
I don't know.
Yeah, it does look like The Incredibles.
Yeah, that too.
I would think maybe those masks were designed because of the shape of the human
probably
head.
Probably a 4 because I didn't really like Sin City.
Okay,
no, I probably won't like this one either.
I don't think it's gonna be anything like Sin City other than the visual look, which although it was a distinctive element of Sin City, I admit that. So.
Cool.
It was a lot less. You know, black and white than Sin City. Sin City was almost entirely black and white. That actually had a lot more color. The color was very muted, though,
mm-hmm.
when it was there. And then, there are certain things that were really vivid, like his tie is always bright red.
Right, yeah, well, that's what they usually do in those movies, is they'll have different shades of gray,
mm-hmm.
black, white, gray, and the one color that they actually will show predominantly is red.
So, let's listen to some music.
Cool.
Anybody have any suggestions?
Yes.
How about some Chibamato? Sci-fi wasabi.
Wasabi.
And it lists a lot of places in Manhattan.
And I guess after that, he wants us to listen to Sir Mix-a-Lot, My Posse's on Broadway. This will not be the original version. This will be the remix. And it's got a lot of scratching and really weird samples thrown in. And also, the lyrics are different, if you know the song. There's some, they're a little bit, it's not R-rated or anything, but it's a little more risque, yes, would be a good way of putting it. So, yeah.
What's a beat? What's a beat? I'm searching the city for sci-fi wasabi. The start button has been pushed already. Obi-Wan Kenobi is waiting for me. In Union Square, my wheel needs repair. The bike lane's growing all over the city. My bike specializes in the nitty-gritty. New York City never had equality. It's reality, economic duality. Where are my amenities? Tell me my sanity. Ain't no analogy for individuality. I got immunity for multiplicity. Where's your identity? Our name is stereotyping the name. I got to get the shit straight. Your vision of stupidity is made of vanity. Keep your quality up in the sky. There's a hole on Broadway.
I feel no gold, where's my sauce? I got no reason.
My hair turns gray day by day. Don't erase your points, you got your pace. Don't waste your days, get your inner space. Don't give me chase, I'ma take Mark's place. Feeling so bully, no ravioli. I'm charging my energy, fresh as a daisy. Biologically, let your system know what's up. Here comes your twin hopper. You got home the nose of her water. Pass the Vulvic. No wonder her fingers are smooth like butter. It's specific, no mind traffic. Chibomato 1999. I'm Miho Hattori, straight out of purgatory. I, alright, I'm passing on your right. Hey, don't be snobby with me. No aioli, truly no Moby. Obi-Wan Kenobi told me in the lobby. Technically, I'm free and I can find the key. There's a wall on Broadway. No control, it's in my way. I feel no go, where's my songs? I got no reset for this game. There's a wall on Broadway. No control, it's in my way. I feel no go, where's my songs? I got no reset for this game. Our name is stereotyped with a name. I've got to get the shit straight. Can you relate, my mate? Don't be late, my gate is open. Downtown still sends me up in the sky. There's a hole on Broadway. No control.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway. We're rolling in my posse. It was getting kind of another posse with more points scored. We don't walk around like criminals or flex like big gorillas. My homeboy gets sensation is the teenage lady killer. Maharaji's on the death side dancing like a freak. The girlies see his booty and their knees get too weak. Larry is the white guy, people think he's funny. A real estate investor who makes a lot of money. Clocking lots of dollars, we all got gold. Cruising in this Benz and ain't got no place to go. Will in 23rd, we saw nothing but thugs. The girlies were too skinny from smoking all them drugs. When the rock man got them and their butts just dropped. The freaks look depressed because our Benz won't stop. At 23rd and Union, the driver broke left. Kevin shouted, Broadway, it's time to get deaf. My girl blew me a kiss, she said I was the best. She's looking at me freaky and she's getting undressed. The closer that we get, the crazier I feel. Backseat Broadway and it's time to get to ill.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Come on with it.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Is the only way to go. The girlies by the college was looking for a ride. We tried to pick them up, but we had no room inside. We put them on the trunk, we put them on the hood. Some sat up with the driver, they made it feel good. The posse's getting bigger, there's much too many freaks. My muffler's dragging, my suspension's getting weak. And now the freaks are getting hungry and mix a lot streetin'. We stopped at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating, but Taco Bell was closed, the girls was on my tickets. They said, is the place where the cool hang out. The swats like to play and the rich flaunt clout. Posse to the burger stand so big we walk in twos. We're getting dirty looks from those other sucker crews. The sensation dropped a 20 and didn't even miss the skeezer from another crew. She picked it up and kissed it. Her boyfriend's illin, he went to slap her face. My homeboy PLD goes spray the boy with mace. Cause I never liked a monk who beat up on his girl. If you don't have game, then let her leave your world. We took his girl with us, with him she rode the bus. She gave the boy the finger and the sissy starts to cuss. Boy, I got a different posse, you got a bunch of dudes. You're broke and cold crying about the hip-hop blues. You'll never be unwaxed, and now you're all upset. She's with the Mix-a-Lot posse on the Broadway set.
Give it to me, Mix. 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 Give it to me, Mix.
Now the limo driver's drunk, so Kid Sensation took the wheel. All the girlies fell asleep, if they get G'd, you know the deal. These things I cannot tell, cause they might make your Levi's swell. My posse's going home and all these girls are on my bell. Grabbing on my jacket, trying to pull me to the back. I'm sitting in the front because the back's so packed. Rolling I-5, whole posse started snoring. My posse's kinda tired, cause it's 6 in the morning. Whoa, I got the smile, cause my posse got a phone call. We got a tour, now it's time to get paid, y'all. Then Ed said, boy, you ready to get paid? My whole posse said,
aye.
That's the sound that we make when we throw down. It's time to leave the great city that we hold down. It's like clockwork, time to do another show. The freaks ask,
come on, Mix Baby, can we go?
Oh, you look good, so you might as well tour with us. You'll be our bodyguards and don't let other girls get us. Then Maharaji cracked a smile and started winking. He nods his head because he knows just what I'm thinking.
Chivo Matto with Sci-Fi Wasabi. And Sir Mix-a-Lot with the remix to My Posse's on Broadway.
Yeah, there were a couple times where it seriously sounded like he was saying My Pussy's on Broadway, not My Posse's on Broadway.
That's because that's what he was saying.
Okay, I thought so.
In Bizarro, Sir Mix-a-Lot land!
Yeah, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Or maybe he meant to say, I like big dicks and I cannot lie.
This week's game.
That's we have another fun. This versus this. We're going to do Tammy versus the sexy pair.
What?
They're the sexy pair. They named... You have a name for
two. He named no.
Two against Tammy. Two. I didn't name it,
right? Hey, he's right. It is two against two.
Okay.
You're going to get creamed.
Technically, it's two against two.
It's one and a half against two.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the rules of this versus this?
Yes.
All right. So this week we're doing... this episode we're doing prescription drugs or Star Wars characters. Yes. So Amber is 100% useful in this.
Yeah, really.
Well, do you like Star Wars?
50-50. Yeah.
Are you somewhat familiar with the Star Wars?
These are not from... These can be from any part of the Star Wars universe. That includes the novels.
Ooh.
I pulled this off of Wikipedia, yeah. So even don't blame
me. Even if it's of questionable canonicity?
No, this was Paige that made it out of its way to say that it was part of the standard Star Wars canon.
Wow.
There were other pages that were not. This was like the big one. It was a lot of the names were very recognizable because it was, you know, stuck through.
Like
in fact,
Chewbacca.
Most of the names were very recognizable. Chewbacca's not a Star Wars character.
I need a prescription
of
Chewbacca.
Right.
Chewbacca is a Star Wars
You're
character.
You're mean.
Just fucking with you.
EVA, you were mean.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she got mad last night about the thing.
Yeah, I know.
We're openly fucking with her here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, y'all are familiar? We got 15 names here.
Cool.
7-7 and one. It's neither.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Lumia.
You should throw one.
Oh, and the prescription drugs are known by their advertised name, you know, whatever their...
Well, whatever.
Not their scientific name.
Not their chemical name, but their... I can't remember.
Their brand name.
The brand name. That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
These are the brand names. So, Lumia. Lumiya.
Prescription.
I was thinking it was a Star Wars character. That's why I was going to say prescription drug.
So you guys both say prescription drug?
Oh, no way. I can't remember which one I was going to say. I forgot.
He's taking too many prescription drugs.
What do you think, Amber?
I'm taking too much Lumia.
It does not sound like a prescription drug to me, but I would need you to...
Does any prescription drug?
I would need you to say... It doesn't sound like a Star Wars character.
You heard it from the expert.
So you're saying prescription drug as well.
Is that what we're saying?
I don't know. Does it sound like a Star Wars character? Yes or no? I will say prescription
I suspect
drug.
They all sound like Star Wars characters.
I'll say prescription drug.
Yeah.
That was a Star Wars character.
What?
No points awarded.
Aww.
Oh, sorry.
Alanis. No, not that Alanis. Uh-huh. This one's Allanas.
Star Wars.
That's what I was going to say. It's going to be a drug.
Star Wars, yes.
Yay, we're not stupid.
Avandia. Avandia.
I don't know. Does it sound like a Star Wars character? I'm going to take a guess, and it doesn't sound like one that's familiar to me, but I will guess prescription drug.
Yeah.
Star Wars character.
That is a prescription drug.
Yeah. Should have gotten with my gut on that.
Lyrica. Lyrica.
Star Wars character.
There's a certainty to the way she said that.
I know. I think it's a drug.
That's a drug. Yes. I'm getting beat here.
Yeah, I know.
So far. But we just started.
And remember, if you get the other, you get 10 points.
But if you guess wrong, you lose 10. The other team gets 10.
You lose
gets 5 points. Xanatos, which is, I assume, how it's pronounced. It's Xanatos.
I don't know. I'm gonna let you.
Star Wars. Isn't it?
What happened?
No, then my rapid chair stopped. I finished that one.
Okay.
We'll say Star Wars.
Tammy.
Prescription drug.
You are not doing good today. That was Star Wars.
I should really go with my gut feeling.
Subox1. SUBOXONE. All one word.
Oh, okay. Not the number one.
Might be Subuxa. Subux1, Subuxa.
Uh-huh.
I take no claim to know how to pronounce any of these.
I'm going to say
Star Wars. I'm going to say Prescription.
Well, why not? We'll say Prescription.
Again with the win. They're kicking your ass. That was a Prescription.
Yeah, you should just quit now.
I always suck at
this. Tirigan. Tirigan.
Oh, Anakin's mom.
Was it?
No. But I'm going to say Star Wars.
I am too.
That's your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
That's your final answer.
Okay, now you're making me question myself.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to change it to Prescription Drug.
I'm not.
Yeah, Prescription Drug.
Oh, well, unfortunately, that was neither. That was a Sumerian king.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. I knew that.
It was the alien.
Kozar. C-O-Z-A-A-R. Kozar.
Prescription.
Star Wars.
Tammy gets a point.
Whoa.
That was Prescription Drug.
How unusual.
Flagyl.
Flagyl?
F-L-A-G-Y-L. Or Flagyl?
That's like something you call somebody on Xbox Live.
And where do most of those guys get their names from?
No, it's like something that's a derogatory term.
Okay.
It's someone who lags and is a fag at the same time.
Flagyl. Flagyl.
Actually, that's a flagget. I mean, a laggot.
Lagger, a laggot?
Yeah, it's like faggot.
This is and someone who lags. A maggot, which is the fly thing.
Somebody make a decision.
I'm gonna guess prescription drug.
I'm gonna guess Star Wars.
So which is your answer for your team?
Are we on the same team?
Yes.
Oh. Just kidding.
We're the sexy pair, remember?
That's the answer. The first one.
My guess?
Yeah. Star Wars? Okay. And you guess?
Prescription drug.
Oh, Tammy gets another point. Yay!
Yay, I have two.
Three.
We're giving her a false sense of hope.
How's a prescription drug?
Just like Obama.
I just lost my false sense of hope.
Did you fart? Is that a fart?
I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
Lamassu. L-A-M-A-S-U.
S-U?
S-U.
Or Lamassu.
Lamassu? Lamassu? It's a llama.
Lamassu.
It's like a space llama from Star Wars.
Either you need to take some Lamassu, or quick, get Lamassu on the teleporter.
They don't have teleporters in Star Wars.
What?
Like Chewbacca, wasn't he part of Star Trek?
Stop it, that's me.
Beam me up, Han Solo.
You guys are so
Kirk,
cool.
I am your father.
That was Luke.
Shows it to you now.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so mean.
What?
They're cross-referencing Star Wars and Star Trek.
Knew your Vulcan I did.
At the same time.
Live long and prosper.
Now he's talking like Yoda, but using Spock's...
Highly illogical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lamassu.
Lamassu, sorry.
That's a space llama from Star Wars.
So you're saying Star Wars?
Or Star Trek.
Or Star Trek.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to say prescription drug.
Or Star Search.
I'm going to say prescription drug.
Sorry. Star Wars.
Yes.
Mevacor? Yeah, Mevacor.
Star Wars.
Mevacor, is there a T on the end?
No, Mevacor.
Uh-huh.
C-O-R-E. Oh, no, there's no E. M-E-V-A-C-O-R.
Prescription drug.
Yeah, prescription drug.
Yep, that's a prescription drug. You know, if you lose, you know that they get...
They get what?
The prize.
Absolutely nothing, actually. They get to kiss each other.
Aww.
Oh, how cute.
And if you win, you get to kiss your baby.
I can't quite kiss my abdomen.
That would be like asking a guy to suck his own cock.
Give it another month
or
so.
Apparently, Marilyn Manson can do. But anyhow.
Break your neck.
Or move a rib.
No, thanks.
My ex-husband claimed he did that once back when he was really skinny.
Vergier. It's a V-E-R-G-E-R.
That's from Star Trek,
the motion picture.
Sure it is.
Sorry. I guess I'm the only one that's seen.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but it's weird.
You're thinking of Voyager.
Exactly. No.
That's where the mistake came from.
Ah. Oh.
Because the Voyager
Vergier
got sucked up by the alien thing.
But
the
plaque,
all the letters were covered.
Uncertain letters. So it spelled out Vigor. And then they wiped it off. Actually, it's like Voyager 10 or something like that. Not the best Star Trek movie.
No.
Not the one with the dolphins.
No, that's Star Trek 4.
That was 4.
And they were dolphins.
They were humpback whales.
Yeah.
And the only reason I want to see
you need to watch
I've
Star
seen
Wars.
It once. And I didn't even want to see it. I was in school and we had to. It wasn't something
I
you could
saw it in theater.
You couldn't go
they
into
made you watch
room.
Star Trek in school?
They made me watch 2 Star Trek movies in school. They made me watch the one where they go back
I
in time.
The that's
they made me watch the one with the whales.
When they go back in time.
When they go back to the modern age, and you get to hear Spock cuss.
Maybe you watched like the first half on the first day and the second half on the second day because it's the same movie.
Yeah.
They go back in time to get the whales.
Oh, really?
Because they're extinct in the modern.
Oh, I thought I watched 2 movies, but I must have watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched some other cool movies.
That's probably how they got away
with the Temple of Doom.
With saying it was educational because you know it taught you that. The whales are
to preserve the
whales.
Well, anyway, Vergier.
Yeah, Star Trek. I'm going to say neither.
Are you serious?
Neither's already been done.
Well, it can't be Star Wars because they would accuse him of biting it off Star Trek, so I'm going to have to go with drug.
And what you say, Tim?
Drug.
I'm sorry, that's Star Wars.
Copyright violation.
Carl, I don't know. It's C-H-A-R-A-L.
Carl's Jr. That's where I get my hamburgers.
Full of drugs. In Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't think they'd name a drug Carl, so I'm going to go with drug. Because I'm going to think of Star Wars, just like I thought Vigor was.
I'm going to go with Star Wars, actually.
I'm going to go with drug.
Tammy gets a point.
Yay.
That was Star Wars.
Yay.
Kariva. No, I'm sorry, Kariva. K-A-R-I-V-A.
Drug.
Drug.
That is a drug. And last but not least, Isolder. I-S-O-L-D-E-R.
Isolder the Boba Fett.
Or maybe it's Isolder, Ilzolder, I don't know.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
That wasn't as bad as you thought it was, Tammy. It only beat you by 2 points.
Okay.
Well, but the sexy pair won.
As usual.
As usual, my ass.
Hey, every single time I've played this game, I've always got my ass kicked, so I'm not worried about it.
So it's good to only lose by 2 this time.
So, because of that, why don't we listen to MC Chris, Fett's Vet?
Hell yeah.
Which is Amber's favorite song.
Kuzumo Zespa in my DeLorean. War's over, I'm a piece of Mandalorian. Story is stump, Star Wars historian. Steven debate, but they play at Benegans. Rhyme renegade, show to penetrate. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job at two and Darth the guy that delegates. Got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck, I'm after Solo. For all I carry, could be hiding at Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good. When a Jawa's run a shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm really booked. I'm a devious degenerate, defender of the devil. Shuffling all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpack got jets, well I'm Boba. All that fat, well I bounty hunt. For Jabba Hutt to finance my vet. Well I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well I could live with a pride, but I'm still narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I'm a question, rep inside Enigma. Get inside a slave one, find your home and signal. From Endor to Hoth, Ripley to Spock. I'll find what you want, but there's gonna be a cost. Say my name is Boba Fett, I know my shit is tight. Start acting right, yo, frozen in carbonite. Got telescopic sight, flame through
door. Let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line and sneaky smile hot inside. Hope you have hyperdrive. Pray to stay alive. Don't try to slip me five, cause I never take a bribe. To the beat of a different drummer. Baddest bunny hunter. Let no man put us under or else he be put under as in 6 feet. Got an imperial fleet backing me up. Gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a death star. Got four payments on my car. Handed over to Hammerhead at most likely bar. Used to carjack him. He's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. Guess for me, that's not an option. Can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with speech therapy. My backpack got jets. Well, I'm Boba, the Fett. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bed. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the power, but I still narrow my eyes. Cause my time, I don't like to waste. Get down! Space it open like a tom-tom, faster than the Autobahn. Or a motorbike and try do the deed, I'm living gone. Jabba has a hit. Big contact, Corinthian. Overcoat the flannel, photo politic, it's legit. Back in the day when I was a slave, living life in a fast lane, like in a pod race. Mean street tweak, that became a best in case. So the space age, put that place post-haste. Took up a noble cause, called a Clone Wars. Lifestyle all about girls and cars. Getting fucked up and fucked up bars. See, I'm not a retard, or gay like the barge. I'm large and a charge with a face so scarred. A cold black heart that's been torn apart. The Sith wish that they had a dick so hard. Cause it's long, long ago when I pussy far, far. Call me master, cause I'm faster to pry on far. I no longer have to hot wire. I'm a hunter for hire with no plans to retire. And all the sucker MCs can't call me sire. My backpack's got jets. Well, I'm Boba the Fett. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bed.
You sure do got a pretty mouth. Once you drop my pants. Once you drop out.
Future high, you be my head. Could've kept it, but I left it in bed.
had it instead of it dissecting me. Free spirit, I feared it, but steered it to clear it. The stress in me was sensory, the chemistry. Mother want me in the ministry, but misery influenced me. Corruption claiming custody, and I knew this time I had to feel the pain. It was needed so I see what caused deception in the game. Don't compromise, let's go.
Chris, followed up by Breath of, from Another by Astero. A lot of scratching in that song.
Yeah.
God, I love scratching.
Yeah. You should put some itching powder in your pants.
In my pants, he says.
In your pants.
In my pants.
The advice column.
If you finger yourself too much, does it make you have an ugly vagina later? No. It makes you have an ugly vagina now.
I'm not even sure how fingering yourself could give you an ugly vagina.
Like, stretch it out.
Maybe if you were fisting yourself, you know, like that might, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This little digit's not going to do much to that.
It'll make your finger pretty ugly.
It depends on
maybe
how many
if you're fingering your clitoris. That might give you an ugly vagina.
Maybe. No. No, is that the clitoris is just a bump?
No. I'm talking about sticking a finger inside it, like actually inserting a finger up the ureter.
Ureter?
That would be impossible.
Ureter?
No, it's actually very possible.
Not for a man, maybe, but not for a woman.
No, a man has a smaller ureter than a woman, and a man can take a catheter the size just about of a pinky, so I'm pretty sure a woman can.
Anyway, next question.
You never had a catheter, have you?
No, I've never. Well, actually, yes. Yes,
lucky.
I have. Yes, I have. I have, actually.
We have, like, four cats. Catheter.
When I had my tumor removed.
Ah.
I don't remember, though, because I was on a morphine drip.
So, do we have any advice?
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, you bring yourself all you want.
Wow, okay.
Go
well, that was
it.
Short.
Whatever makes you happy.
Well, if you're virgin, hymen, no,
it'll make your
whatever.
Hymen
that's going to break that, possibly.
Doesn't really count, though.
On to masturbation question number two.
All right. Can you get the pregnant by masturbating? I haven't period in 2 months, and now I'm scared. ..
Tammy, have advice on this.
No.
Did
actually,
you get pregnant by masturbating, Tammy? Is that how that worked?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Thank God.
Well, she knows she could be the next Virgin Mary.
No,
wait,
I'm definitely
wait,
not
wait,
a virgin, though.
Wait,
I know, but that one could
hold
be.
Hold on. Maybe it's a guy.
But no, you cannot get pregnant by masturbating.
No, you cannot.
Unless it's a guy masturbating
inside of a woman. But that's actually called sex.
I know, but no, I've heard of it happen before where a guy masturbates and, you know, pulls out, but jacks off on her stuff and little soldier. Hmm? I would be more worried about like polycystic ovary disease and situations like that.
What? A lot of girls when they first start having periods, they don't have them consistently.
They don't have them on a regular monthly basis, no. Oh. She's probably not regulated yet, number one.
Exactly.
Number two, I have skipped a month before. Mm. And that's probably what's happened.
Or she was impregnated by the Holy Ghost.
Or
she's a second Virgin Mary, yeah.
So what's next? Is that it? We're done with questions? Or we got
one? Last question.
Last question. Alrighty then.
This one's going to spark more discussion than any of them.
My girlfriend and I were going to have sex, but she's freaked out because I am not circumcised. I don't want to cut it off, but what can I tell her to not be freaked? It's just a cock with a bit of extra skin. Well.
Which is kind of a weird way to put it, but I mean.
Yeah.
Like, if the majority of cocks in the world are just a normal cock with a little less skin, it's not that his is...
Technically, actually, the majority of the cocks in the world are not normal if they're circumcised.
Exactly.
You think majority of people are circumcised?
No. It's not normal.
It's not normal to
circumcision.
It's barbaric.
It's abnormal.
Most civilization is not normal. It's county culture to
okay,
what...
Well, whatever normal is, you know.
You know.
But then again, I mean, that's actually a religious thing. You know, the post that was on,
I never quite understood how the whole thing started with religion, with the Jews.
Yeah, I
it's a clueless thing, and it had.
But at the same time,
there's a lot of sand. Think about it. There's a lot of sand going around.
Well, but beyond that, I mean, I can understand why they would develop the practice of circumcision, but justifying it religiously, it seems a little bit backwards because isn't God's creation perfect?
It was one of the Messianic laws.
Well, yeah.
If God's creation
totally
is perfect, then we
should
be eating shrimp, too. I mean, you know, it was the idea that, you know, this sounds very egotistic. You're better than everybody else. You're going to set the example.
If you're circumcised.
But even beyond that, though, how do they justify it by changing God's perfect creation?
Well, it was partly looked at as a ritual. And don't discount that there might have been a certain amount of underlying sacrifice to the idea.
That's a good point, actually.
I mean, from what I understand, from what I've read, the foreskin contains most of the really powerful, stimulus nerves. And removing it does decrease the amount of sexual satisfaction.
Well, I'm sure.
Much like the clitoral hood, which is the genetic comparison.
I asked a guy who is Jewish if he had had a son rather than having a daughter, or daughters in this case, would he have had him circumcised? And if so, why? And one of his explanations for why he would have the boy circumcised is because sex for a woman later on in life would be more pleasurable with the man that was circumcised as opposed to a man
what?
That's not
That's
circumcised.
Not true, because I've actually had sex with a circumcised guy and a non-circumcised guy.
The
sensory nerves in the vagina go in about half an inch. After that, you can't feel anything, just a sense of fullness. That's it.
Yeah, but see, the question I ask everybody, and they look at me like I'm crazy, is, well, if that's the case, there are many similar comparisons to make, why don't you remove the clitoral hood of all the women that are born?
Because that's considered barbaric in the feminine...
Why?
The feminine body is sacred.
It is no more barbaric than cutting out the foreskin.
I know.
And let me tell you, that is 100% biologically, and you can make as many health and safety arguments about it, too.
Okay, for both of the gentlemen, for both of the guys in the room...
Who are, as far as I know, both circumcised,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Are you wishing that your parents had not made that decision for you?
I honestly can't say. I don't know what I'm missing. So, I mean, I it's not like I wake up at night, oh my God, the knife! You know, I don't have, you know.
Because it happened when you were an infant and you weren't fully aware of what was going on at the time.
But the argument could be made that when you don't have any sense of communication, the, you know, sensations and stuff like that could be much more psychologically deeply rooted.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever done a psychological study on people who men are circumcised as opposed to men who are not circumcised.
Yeah.
See if there is some sort of underlying difference between the way they look at sex and everything like that. A lot of that stuff is so inherently buried in us.
Yeah.
Part of the reason we had trouble communicating is because we didn't have any way of communicating it then when we first started developing those opinions. We had no communication at all. So that's one of the reasons that we can't communicate it. We can't put it into words or think about it. It's just this big concept with no handles that you can't, you know, wield.
I think,
man, this guy, this is the deepest.
I mean, if the.
By the way, I will also note that I am highly against circumcision, and Owen, I refuse as long as I have parental consent.
I don't think you got to worry about that.
Yeah, we're right there on the same
side
with
you.
Okay.
Down with the whole thing. I mean, I don't think anybody could really say that if the practice didn't exist, that if it were proposed, anybody would go for it.
And I think it's really funny that one of the
Well, no, see, no, that's an interesting statement, but the thing is, I don't believe you. The reason I don't believe you is because that was what happened. That was exactly what happened.
That's why I said,
when Kellogg first proposed it, it was not common for Americans.
But it wasn't unknown.
But it was not common. That process has been around for thousands of years.
Why I also say in this day and age, too, because we have better information in general.
And I want to say something.
Okay. I have a coworker that sits in the cubicle right next to me, and I pose the question to her because she has a son that's 4 years old. Did she, and if so, why? And she's like, are you nuts? Can you imagine how much he would get picked on? And I said, picked on by who? By the other kids in the locker room for being different.
I got to tell you, I went to high school with guys who were uncircumcised and no one really picked on them.
Nobody noticed.
When you're in the locker room.
That's such a woman thing, though. The woman has no concept of what actually goes on.
And her other point was, how would you be able to explain to your son the difference between his penis and his father's? And she did the quotations. Father's penis.
Just explain to him the truth rationally.
Yeah, she says, how would you explain it's different? Yeah. Why would you want to explain that difference?
Yeah, yeah, well, boy, wouldn't want children developing an idea that there are people who are different from them.
Exactly.
What an unhealthy thing to introduce into a child's life.
Now, one thing I will go ahead and note about Owen is if he does end up having a UTI, chronic UTI, then yes.
Get him circumcised.
Yeah, get him circumcised. That's probably the only real reason. If it will prevent some sort of disease, then yeah.
And it'll take like an extra 2 seconds when we're changing his diaper to clean that area. Yeah.
Let me tell you have to clean that area anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even without the additional force,
but yeah, it'd be like an extra
2 seconds.
The foreskin
still wraps itself around the tip of the penis, especially when they're young, because the male sex organs react to cold, especially when you take the diaper off, by shriveling up inside the body.
Yeah, I know.
So you're gonna have to be intimately familiar with your child's genitals and sit there, wait until he starts to get rashes, and you have to apply ointment to him.
Oh, poor baby.
And it's the UTI thing too. I've heard. I can't cite the article or anything like that, but even it is true that uncircumcised babies do tend to have more urinary infections.
You mean non-circumcised.
Uncircumcised. But even then, uncircumcised boys still have less urinary infections than girls in general. So it's not a huge difference, because, I mean, there's not like a chronic urinary infection.
A lot of the girls wouldn't have as many urinary infections if you removed that clitoral hood.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I would... You wouldn't have to wash your hands anymore if you just removed them.
Yeah.
Just cut them off. Don't have to wash them ever again.
And just think about how much less sexual pleasure they get.
And you
which
never,
would
you,
certainly prevent
you
them
never
from
have
masturbating.
To, you, never have to, you never have to floss again if you just got dentures. Get all your teeth replaced with dentures. Flossing.
The whole thing I was talking about, though, the masturbation thing, that's where the whole thing came from. You know, Kellogg brought it to
the
States.
Yeah, not a great reason.
And people forget the other things that Kellogg brought to the table, which we don't do, like yogurt enemas.
Or eating cornflakes.
And lobotomies.
And grape nuts.
Those were two other things that Kellogg, the cereal guy, mm-hmm. worked for a mental institution.
Oh.
And he believed that masturbation was one of the big sins of man, and that to prevent them from, you know, the best way is to have your boy circumcised. He was also kind of into boys' genitals. They had a lot of stuff they found after he died that kind of, you know, led them to the idea that maybe he was a little bit more than just obsessed with the idea of cleanliness and stuff like that.
Somewhat of a pedophile?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. They don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. He also believed that the most healthy thing you could do for your digestive system was to give yourself a yogurt enema.
Which is what exactly?
What does it sound like?
Enema up your rear end.
They stick yogurt in your ass and flush it out.
Oh,
it
yogurt,
might
like
it,
yogurt, like you eat.
I haven't seen any evidence.
Yogurt
might
contains
a great
deal of bacteria.
It does. It actually helps me with my vomiting.
And then he also was a heavy proponent of lobotomy.
Yeah, well, everybody was back then.
So, I mean, a lot of his ideas that were very scientifically sound and so forth, at least at the time they lived in, are not hung around, but for some reason this one has. And a lot of it, I'm sorry to say, it's kind of a twist on the whole thing you were talking about earlier with the patriarchal system. I have a suspicion that a lot of it has to do with the fact that that decision, more often than not, in our society, falls on the woman, and the woman thinks that that's the way it has to be, and for the things you talked about, like, you know, I don't want to be made fun of in the locker room.
I have also heard that in the United States, it increased in popularity in the 60s, 70s, and it's still popular today because the mothers are often pressured by the doctors who get to sell the foreskin to pharmaceutical companies.
To the luggage manufacturer who makes the small suitcase that when you rub it turns into a larger suitcase.
So it's a bit of a racket.
Yeah,
That's also why I want you in the room with me, Amber.
To make sure they don't steal your son's foreskin.
Because I'm going to be dubbed up on drugs.
Yes, you can cut my son's penis. Go ahead.
No, do not cut my son's penis.
You know what they use, though?
It's like a pair of nail clipper type.
It's like a squeezy clamp thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
The whole device looks horrifying. It makes the speculum look like a nice friend by comparison, because this actually has blades.
And we wonder why the aliens won't talk to us. They're gonna look at that and say, "What the fuck are these people doing?"
Yep.
And there may be some truth to that, because the guy on the gold plate inside the Voyager is circumcised. Anyway, so what kind of music? Can you think of any songs about circumcision?
No.
Oh, shit. Damn. I know that ain't Apache. He looking kind of good right about now. I'm going to go over there and talk to him and shit, see what he been up to. Yo, what's up, Apache? How you doing?
Yo, baby, I'm doing all right. You looking good.
Thanks. I heard you rapping now, so won't you kick a little something for me?
All right, check this out.
Ladies, listen close, run quick, fast, pronto. This is a song about my dick, his name is Tonto. That's my dick's name, I gave it a nickname. No time to dance, off with your pants. Let's play a quick game, I hop the salami. Who'll be the first to drop? How many licks does it take to get to the center of my Tonto pop? I heard you do anything to meet rap stars. What would you do for this Klondike bar? Don't smile, I'll fuck wild, you want it slow or rough? When I'm finished, you'll be for cocoa nuts. Not a bore, there's more of the rust. The fuck so hard you say I'm falling and I can't get up. I got a little dick, but once it's inside, it's about this big, but about this wide. I rip your tummy, honey. You want money? That's funny. First let me tempt your tummy with a taste of my nuts and honey. Hard as a brick, promise not to come quick. I got the long dough, long braids, and the long dick. Woman's pussy, my dick's the kryptonite. Come get fucked from your asshole to your appetite. I'm a fucker, not a fighter. Come get your clit rock. Rip your pussy off, give it back to you in a ziplock. I'm real quick to throw a fit over big tits. Tasty like Diet Coke, I suck them just for the taste of it.
Do you eat pussy?
Hell no.
It's fucked up, why?
I don't eat shit that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die. I hope you're strictly dickly, I'm hard to submit. I like to fuck long, strong, hard, and frequent. I like to bend them, run up in them, I'm not generous. I specialize in doing damage to your uterus. I found the pussy with a fierce ambition. Don't speak, I'm a freak with a million positions. I love orgies, I'm horny, it's fun time. I like to fuck at least two at one time. Kinda thick, promise not to come quick. I got the long dough, long braids, and the long dick.
My dick, my dick.
You must be
bugging. My dick, my dick.
Get away from me.
My dick, my dick.
Here, right. Get away from me.
My dream, my dream.
Yeah, right.
That's my nigga.
if he got bigger, he'd be my bigger nigga. 6'3", maybe a quarter of an inch bigger, I figure. Since you're wet, get set to give me that. My dick so big, I use a Scully for a Jimmy hat. Tonto's a Tech 9, my nuts are the two clips. While I bone and you moan as I pinch your nips, which is the reason the girls are always grabbing. It's back to the crib for some of that cabin stabbing. I got pull, I'm not the fool that's in a back sleep. I keep you warmer than the wool on a black sheep. It's hereditary, so honey, let your drawers drop. This dick was passed down from my pops and his pops. Check the whole probe, bend over and grab your ankles. Oh, remind me, I might forget to say thank you. Kind of thing, promise not to come quick. I got the long dough, long braids, and the long dick.
Straight to the face. One.
straight to their face. One way to love will be a miracle. Touch on the face and mix in a love thing. Straight to their face. One way to love will be a miracle.
Yeah, so first we listen to Tonto by Apache, which is a song about my dick! My dick!
Anyway.
Yeah. You don't have a dick.
And the second one was about her.
You do have one.
I have one growing inside the penis.
You've got the closest you'll ever get to having a penis right now.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you get elective surgery.
No, thanks.
And we followed that up with Miracle by Olive, one of my favorite songs by Olive. So this has been Podcast... 54? Yeah, 54. Wow. Good job. And we've had Tammy on the show.
Yeah,
thanks for coming, Tammy.
Welcome. And Owen in utero.
And Owen in utero. Hi, Owen. When he's old enough to talk, we'll play him this episode.
Yeah.
We'll appreciate his parents will love him learning all about masturbation and not getting pregnant.
Yeah.
And
circumcision.
And circumcision and foreskins.
And why we didn't get his penis chopped.
And he'll love to hear the fact that we spent a great deal of time talking about his penis.
Yes.
Because nothing makes a boy happier than his mom talking about his penis.
Both of his moms talking about his penis.
Yeah. Woohoo!
So, shout out to Owen's penis.
Yay!
Shout out to Paul, who wanted to come, but unfortunately his car went kablooey.
Aww.
Obama, for giving us hope.
Whatever.
You voted for him.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I'm waiting to see this change happen, though.
I'm kind of skeptical about the change.
January 20th?
You could have put anybody in this office that would have been changed. George Bush McCain. Was so totally... You could have put... McCain would have been a change from Bush.
Yeah. No, he would
have. At least McCain could pronounce the word nuclear.
Something wrong with calling it nuclear.
Well, actually, technically, there is something wrong with calling it nuclear. In the fact that that's not how it's pronounced.
Boo! Well,
Bush, thanks for an interesting 8 years.
Don't let the doorknob hit you.
Had McCain won, then we would have had Palin in office as vice president.
Please let the shoe hit you. Hey, George, have some pretzels.
We've been waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it finally did.
Do you realize he's probably going to, every so often, have someone throw a shoe at him? I know, I'm making a prediction here.
His wife.
Probably.
Aside from his wife.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
So, anyway, Tammy's going to impress us with her skills on the ones and twos.
Ones and twos?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ones and twos.
Tacos.
Eating tacos, yes. But not the girly tacos.
Not the girly tacos. Like pink tacos?
There was one that was a picture of a burrito.
I don't get it.
And it was the size of a baby.
No, I mean, I don't get it.